Good night, radio listeners. I am Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our Reaching Out program is to reach out to the believers in particular and to the backslider, to help them improve their outcomes, first by improving their thinking and their relationship with God. This, we believe, is the requirement needed to live the new life of a kingdom citizen, which helps them get the kind of results they desire in life. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. We so appreciate you for taking the time off to join with us today. In our last session, we discussed effective leadership through effective relationships by paying attention to what people understand and like about us and why. Today, we will conclude our discussion on this particular topic, what people understand and like about us and why. To discuss that with me are Minister Alania Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Josephine Charles.
Good night, radio listeners.
Now, to recap a bit from our last session in looking at what people understand and like about you and me and why, we used the word charisma. We used it as an acronym to define the outstanding characteristics of charismatic people, which really clarifies what people like about you or like about me. These include your concern for people, the help you give to people, your actions, your results, the influence you have, your sensitivity to other people's needs, the motivation and affirmation. We completed our discussion on showing concern or care for people, and that was C for concern, in helping to solve problems, which was H for help or helping, and taking action so that you make things happen, and that is A for action. Now, today we will continue with the rest of the acronym, R for results, I for influence, S for sensitivity, M for motivation, and A for affirmation. Remember, we said that these traits are not simply inborn. They are attainable by anyone who cares about other people and wants to develop his or her relational skills. Now, let us continue our journey together.
R is for results, the ability to produce. Radio listeners, charismatic people want to be on the winning side of life. We can all agree that people like being around winners and want to play on the winning team. What is beautiful about charismatic people is that they not only want to win, but they want others to win too. That creates productivity. Let me ask you a question. How does a person become productive? The answer lies simply in finding your strength and then finding someone who needs your strength. Charismatic people use their strength to help other people feel good about themselves. They are other-centered. Wow. Be aware that the person who is self-centered uses his strength to dominate others. People will definitely not be drawn to you if you make every relationship all about you. Let me repeat. People will definitely not be drawn to you if you make every relationship all about you.
Yes, Minister Josephine, I have to absolutely agree with that. And this is why, as believers, it is so important that we are others-centered. And you know, once we are others-centered, we have influence. And that takes us to the next letter in the acronym I. Influence, which is the ability to lead. Now, radio listeners, if something new and exciting and interesting is happening in your life, I'm sure you want to tell everybody about it. And you know, when you share what is happening, you are influencing others and they want to follow your lead. You see, what happens to you, radio listeners, speaks of your circumstances. What happens in you speaks of your character. But what happens through you, now that speaks of your charisma. So do you want to learn how to be a positive influence on others? Then I have 5 factors I want to share with you. The first thing to consider is, who am I? And this is speaking about our position or our title. The next question is, where am I? And this speaks of our location or job. Next, you must consider, who do you know? Who is in your sphere of influence? Who are the people to open the doors of opportunity? Then, what do I know? What is my expertise personally? What is your expertise? Now, our expertise is what keeps us in the position long after who you know wears off. So this is why this is so important. And then, what do I do? This speaks of your production, your character, and your credibility. If you put these 5 factors into action, it will definitely positively influence others.
And Minister Alenia, I want to agree with you 100%. Once we put those 5 factors into action, we will definitely be a charismatic person who has a positive influence, who is a positive influence to everyone. But I want to touch on the next letter, which is S. S is for sensitivity, the ability to feel and to respond. Radio listeners, listen. One of the great things about charismatic people is that they have the ability to be sensitive to changing situations. They are great at taking advantage of the mood and the feeling and the spirit of any situation. Most people have the ability to feel something, but they aren't sure how to react it or express it. But not charismatic people. Charismatic people, they not only feel it, but they know how to react and express it. But that's not all, you know, radio listeners. Charismatic people, they find a cause. That's what we call discernment. They also voice a concern. That's courage. And they know how to draw a crowd. That is automatic to them. Do you want to become a more sensitive, charismatic person, radio listeners? I am hoping and certain that your answer will be yes. And if your answer is in fact yes, then you must be willing to take a risk. Yes, it comes with a price. Take the initiative to find a need and then take action. People who are overly sensitive to the point where their feelings are always hurt will withdraw from others and never take that risk. But not the charismatic person. The charismatic person will risk getting out of his comfort zone in order to make others feel comfortable. That's the type of person that you should desire to be.
Definitely. That is the type of person we all should want to be. And the reason the charismatic person can take this risk in order to make others feel comfortable is because these people are high on motivation. M, that's the next letter in our acronym. And that is the ability to give hope. Do you know, radio listeners, that the secret of motivating others is providing them with hope? People tend to feel more positive when they are following charismatic leaders. Even I, you know, when I'm reading the Bible and I read in Isaiah 43:19, when he speaks of God and he says, I will do a new thing. Wow. And then Jeremiah talks about God giving us a new law in our hearts. And even when I read that Jesus said that I could be born again, and now I even experience that. These things give us so much hope. All of these dynamic leaders constantly waved hope before their people. So radio listeners, do you convey hope? Or do you convey despair to those around you? This is something we all have to think about. Now, if you want to be someone who convey hope, let me share a few tips with you. We have to learn affirmation skills. We have to also learn on how we could communicate verbally our encouragement to others. We have to learn problem-solving techniques. And we have to convey belief and support in others.
Definitely. No, what we see there is that people are drawn to you because you motivate them. People will also be drawn to you because you affirm them. And so this brings us to the last word of the acronym, charisma. A for affirmation, which is the ability to build up. Now, we know that everyone wants and needs to be affirmed for his or her accomplishments. Here, this little boy playing football with his father. So he's telling his father, "Father, Daddy, let's play football. I'll kick the ball and you will say, 'Wonderful.'" That's exactly what charisma does for others. Believe it or not, we tend to become what the most important person in our life thinks we will become. So my friends, we encourage you to think the best, believe the best, and express the best in others. Your affirmation will not only make you more attractive to them, but you will help play an important part in their personal development. Let us all pay attention to this. To be able to affirm others, we first need to feel good about ourselves. Then we can verbally and actively believe in others and really expect them to respond positively when we speak words of encouragement. Note this, that as a Christian, I cannot afford not to affirm people. It is our responsibility to affirm others as a Christian. In conclusion, what can we see? There's a key to developing charisma. And what is the key? The key is to be more concerned about making others feel good about themselves than you are in making people feel good about you. It's not about you. The potential lies within each one of us. Any one of us can do that because it is within the ability to do it. It is within us. So we encourage you to apply the principles we shared with you to your relationships. Whichever one is crucial to you right now, right now, right now. And when you take our phone number, share with us on WhatsApp how the principle worked for you. We have come to the end of our original program for today. So we would like you to join us in prayer. Let's bow our hearts together. Father, we thank you for helping each person listening today to find their purpose in life by using the strengths that you have blessed them with to be a blessing to others. And even as we feel good about ourselves and our strengths, help us to make a difference by focusing on making others feel good about themselves also. We commit this into your hands and we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. This is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 14th of August, we will continue to encourage you as we help you to build more effective relationships with those around you. Now, together with my team, we say, Jesus loves you just as you are. Goodbye.